It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I like the jokes. See, I can't go to stand up, but
you would just set up though. That's the same thing. Set up in a punchline.
So I'm sitting here. We're getting ready to start, right? And Kelly Brown shows up in the door. He just came back from the men's room, and he's got a pair of glasses in his hand.
Yep.
And he's like, anybody forget a pair of reading glasses in the men's room? I have glasses on now, so I'm like, no, it's not me. And I'm like, they look like they're his.
Hmm.
And he's like, oh, no, they're not mine. And he goes, they're really strong glasses, so I figured it was yours. And I looked at him, and he goes, so you could see your dick.
I guess I wasn't expecting it.
And
but
I just
I loved
sat
it.
There. I was just like, I get punched in the face. I'm just sitting here, minding my own business.
Yeah. I feel good about that one. Like when I'm doing my power walk later tonight.
Yeah, you'll get a laugh out of that.
That was a good one.
That was a good joke.
That was a good one. I just sat there, and you know what I did? Took it.
Yeah.
You got to take the hit. You got to know when somebody levels you, you don't fight back. Don't try to outquip them. Like sometimes roadkill gets
that's
me.
That's a good
and
one.
And you go, okay, yeah, you got me. Laid me out flat right there with that one. So, yeah, that's.
Well disguised, too. That's the key to a good joke is to have you look into the left and then hit you from the right.
So whose are they?
No idea. Not Jason Jones.
You wouldn't leave those kind of glasses in a bathroom.
Did he have any?
It looks like they just fell out of somebody's pocket, I think.
Oh, okay.
Assuming.
Is he
They're on the ground.
On
They're
today?
On the floor. No, that's right. That's the second thing I thought.
There's only like three people in the building, for God's
Ken
sake.
Ken is here today. I don't know if he wears glasses.
All right. Not those. You kidding me? Those things are like bird-watching glasses. You see a bird in friggin' 50 yards of those things. You know, you stand in front of them and you see the cornea. Yeah. That's when you look in those
It looked
lenses.
Like my detective work. They were on the floor. It looked like somebody was coming out of the can.
Yeah, just
you
dropped
know,
them.
Maybe just came out of their pocket as they were shuffling things around.
Yeah, you broke down the crime scene.
Oh, yeah.
You ducted that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're
There's
back,
no
you're,
trail of urine or anything. Didn't you're, seem, you know. Yeah. No
you're, while you're investigating things, find out who's ripping that half sheet of paper towel in half to save the other half.
That's
Kelly
me.
Does that. I knew that.
You knew that. I'm trying to save, save the company money.
He doesn't need all that paper
you
towel.
You give a rat's ass about the company money. Come on.
What I do.
He
I
always
do
says that.
Yeah.
He rips a paper towel in half, not
already,
a perforated one.
It's already the half
It's
slice.
Already like this big.
Yep. Right.
Select the size,
do
I
you
believe.
Know they sell them now?
It is the select.
In quarters now?
That small?
They do sell them in quarters now. I don't remember what
called
brand
napkins.
Is doing it. But
I want to know.
Like the one you wear between Duncan's. Your legs. Sorry, man.
Somebody's been shaving.
Right back at you.
Hey, buddy, come on.
I
Let's
show
go.
You.
Wait,
somebody's been shaving their face in there and leaving all the hairs in the sink and off the sink.
Oh.
I don't know if it's Ryan.
It's not me, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I
mean, you used to shave some stuff
right.
in the female bathroom.
But I would clean it up.
Except for that
for
time that
time.
I found a.
People thought it was a
Did you know
brass.
That, Jimmy?
No.
He shaved his.
Doing some manscaping in there?
He wouldn't do it in the men's room because the women's room had better lighting. So he would do it off hours in the women's room.
After
and then,
I get out of the bath, bring a beer or two in there.
Yep.
Turn the music up.
Yep.
Bam-a-lama ding-dong.
And then, bam-a-lama ding-dong, I come to work one day to go pee, get in there, and I thought. There was an animal or a nest of some sort. Like it was a it was a big old pile of
Yeah.
I like to clean myself up. I said, you didn't clean up the
I
floor.
I like to have the I love the he's got to have good lighting, you know, because he's doing an Annie Leibovitz shoot, you know, for Rolling Stone.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's important when you're doing the trim work. You got you got to be well lit.
He wants to make sure that I mean if he's gonna be on film, that there isn't that one pubic hair.
I will tell you right now.
Didn't I run into you and Doc and Ann Garrett, and you had gone out to eat, and you came back to the station late night, and you bumped into me?
Yes.
I had just gotten done.
Yes.
Manscaped.
Yes, yes. We were out. We stopped at the radio station for the same reason. We were on our way, and
somebody needed
and
to shave
somebody,
their balls.
Somebody needed to use the bathroom. I'm like,
an emergency.
We'll pull into the station, right? Because we were going right by it. And so we go in, and Kelly Brown steps out of the dark, scared the hell out of me. And he's like, oh, and he had that face.
He's got
that
a
face that like,
shaver in one hand and a dustpan in the other one.
Yeah, that face like, oh, I was just doing something.
Is that a Floby?
And you kind of expected someone to come out of the door behind him, but nobody did, and then he openly just said, "Yeah, I was just taking care
just
of
doing some
business."
Maintenance.
Yeah, so that's
the pubic going.
It was, you don't want to do that at
it
home.
It was 12:15 a.m. By the way, 12:15 a.m. That's when he decided. Well,
the restaurant closes late. It's right across the street.
He was going to tidy
up. Beers there.
Restaurant have a bathroom.
Good light.
The restaurant closes. I have music. I have beers at the station.
Yeah.
I have an HD TV to see the late night games and see how I do.
A lubricant.
And I and at that time, when I was kind of shuffling.
Plunger? You had a plunger there?
I had my whole kit. I left my whole manscaping kit at the station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'd be awkward if you were, you know, at the restaurant after having a couple of drinks and then you walk in the bathroom and there's the bartender.
Yep.
It would be weird.
With a Flobee in his left hand going.
Kelly is interesting. He's an interesting cat. Interesting cat. You know, something came up yesterday on the show that that I brought up, and somebody wrote in about it, and I put it aside because I thought it would be something that I'm going to ask you. We talked about the Mile High Club. Remember that? I talked about it yesterday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mile High Club.
Jimmy, they're doing it in hot air balloons now. But the guy wears headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So
the guy driving.
Yeah, the guy driving the hot air balloons. So you
flying.
Can do it flying. You can do whatever you want in the basket.
And he won't pay attention.
And he's not supposed to pay attention and wear headphones, so he's not going to hear what's going on.
Yeah, that'll never end up on the internet.
He's got a screen. He's got a screen. It puts between you so you could do it. So that cuts down the size.
Yes.
The room that you have, right?
Yep. Yes.
And I said, let me tell you something. The whole thought of the Mile High Club having sex in an airplane a mile above. Oh, and by the way, the balloon does fly 5,280 feet or whatever a mile is. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
What's that cost?
I thought it was like 75, 80 bucks or something. I don't know.
To go a mile up in the air in a balloon.
It's a balloon ride.
And have sex.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
80 bucks?
I'm guessing something like that. Yeah.
All right.
But the point is sounds cool. Not. Sounds cool. Not.
What if the guy's got a cough?
Yeah, who wants to deal with that?
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm up there, we're having a good time, and then all of a sudden,
what if you?
That's what you're worried about.
It's Scotty is from the other side of the screen.
Going, listen, dude, I'm
keep doing, it down over there, buddy.
I'm doing the best I can.
Wouldn't you rather have a cough rather than a, you know, what I mean? Would you rather have that?
But it just means like
or
you're,
nice.
You're concentrating.
Hey,
dude. Grab her by the breast.
But my point in bringing it up is it's one of those things that sounds really cool, mile high is sex, but it can't be. There's no way sex in an airplane bathroom is sexy.
No. But
awkward, you know what I mean?
But maybe in a hot air balloon or in a private jet.
Maybe.
And it's different. Like I said, because in a commercial plane, I'm thinking the germs and the gross and the ugh.
This guy writes in, and he basically, it was just very short. He goes, look, you brought up having sex in a plane and made me think of this, too, because I had always heard that having sex on the beach was sexy until I had sex on the beach. Mm. And the sand, it ruins it. It sounds good in theory, having sex on a beach, but the actual act of having sex on the beach, not fun, according to this guy. And so.
Does this guy not have a blanket?
Apparently not. I didn't ask. I didn't write the guy back. He just said,
I see. You're wrestling there for a while and sand's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, you know. You know what I'm talking about, Kelly.
I'm sorry. Did he brought up the word wrestling?
Yeah. Sometimes. Oh, hopefully you don't have to wrestle the person.
Yeah, I mean, like,
to get them to subdue.
Wrestling is out of their clothes?
Love making. Love making. Are you abducting anybody?
Am I wrestling them out of their car?
Yeah. You smell funny?
No, we're all about consent, Kelly. Right. We're all about consent.
I see you didn't wear your running shoes.
So here's the things that sound sexy in reality. And so actually a pretty good question because, look, I can't even fathom. I mean, turning around in a bathroom, you know, in an airplane bathroom is like ridiculous.
Okay, airplane. I thought you say just in general bathroom because the music hall in Portsmouth, best bathroom ever.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'd have sex in there.
Mile High Club is in an airplane.
Right. Or you can go to a Broncos home game.
Look, you want to go have sex in a bathroom stall in a stadium, that's fine. You have room, but you don't. That's what makes it impractical. For the intent and purposes of this subject. So my question is, what else do you think would be good in theory, but not, and maybe you have personal experience with it, maybe you don't, would not be in practice? Because the Mile High Club is one thing I said yesterday.
Are we strictly talking sexual things?
Are we talking like hot tub?
Yeah, like sex. Sex in an elevator. And sex in an elevator could be great. Depends on how many people are in the elevator with you.
Yeah.
If there's like five people in the elevator and you and your partner are getting, no, that's a little awkward. I don't want to, no.
Yeah.
Not good. But if it's you
and you're in an elevator alone with your partner, and they have the silent stop, then okay, game on. But if you hit the stop button and the alarm goes off, I don't want any part of it.
No.
I don't want any part of an elevator whatsoever.
Yeah, okay.
I don't find that intriguing at all.
Yeah.
No.
Laura?
Look good in a music video.
Yeah. But that's my point.
It's not for me.
Not in reality.
No, nothing is. It's all garbage. And for anybody that talks about it differently, they're all garbage too.
So you're saying that it would not be good?
No.
Okay. Right. That's my point bringing it up.
It's of course.
Scotty, what'd you have? You said you have
like a hot tub.
Hot tub.
Yeah, it's all sexy in the beginning, and then you're like, what's all over my legs?
Yeah.
What's all over my
There was a place where you would go, hot tub place, that we would go. And like people would go.
Yep, I remember that place.
On Elm Street.
And they would we clean out the tubs, we clean out the tubs, blah blah blah. And now that I think back, I'm like, and we did it. You know, I have to assume we've all either had sex in a hot tub or tried or whatever. And I'm with you. I did not find it, you know. And I thinking about being in a hot tub that other couples have been in, I'm good.
Well, next thing you know, you get a UTI.
Yeah.
Burns when you pee.
They give you like 30 minutes between the last couple that just went in there so they can cook everything out of the tub. Or say they're cooking everything out of the tub.
This one's a little, this is something even Laura can identify with. It sounds good in theory, but not in reality. The lap dance. The lap dance is like, I don't know. It's cheap. I know it's not cheap, it might be $20 or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, she's the woman, lovely woman, dancing in front of you, and there's dudes looking at her, like, 3 feet from her. I don't know. I find the whole thing, I don't find it at all something I want to do. I've done it.
Well,
I've enjoyed it.
The lap dance is like...
theater.
The lap dance is like going to a restaurant, and they go, here's the soup. You like the soup? Yeah, you want some more? Nope.
Yeah. Depends on where you are.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes you can get the soup.
You can get the soup and then you can get the dessert too. If you go to different countries.
You can do all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think the lap dance is another one of those things where sounds good in theory when you think about it, but no, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing in you.
Yeah. Sam, you're a person that maintains their sobriety.
Yes.
At a high rate.
Yes.
Couple beers.
Yeah.
You know, your mind starts to wander and you're,
Yeah.
That's what my friend said.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Look, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, like, if you want to do it, that's perfectly fine. I've done it many times.
20 years ago.
You know, and we were in a club in Florida, and this waitress, I pay the lady, you know, and she's dancing and she's performing for me, and I'm sitting back and I'm a gentleman. Mm. You know, my hands are at my side. I'm not doing anything. And
10-2.
Guy next to me. Who happened to be my boss. Swear to God, true story.
10-2.
You'll never see this coming. So I sit there and I'm looking at her and she's very attractive and she's looking at me and I'm looking at her and, you know, kind of scooping out the situation like you always do. And the guy next to me, and he catches my eye and I turn and I look at him and he's staring at her in this really creepy way.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he does this. Ruff! 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 And I was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, check, please. We are out of here. He barked at this woman. Wow. And she looked at him and she's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that turned me off. The whole strip club experience was ruined, you know, because of that.
Nobody wants to hear a dog bark.
Nobody wants to be near a dude barking like a dog. It's the weirdest thing ever, you know. But anyway. Kind of ruined the whole experience for me.
That's weird.
Yeah, very right? Weird. That is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, and he did that in public. What's he do when the doors are closed?
Right.
You know?
If you're at a strip club with the boys and it's kind
steals
of a gag.
Steals your slippers and says, run around the room.
Did you just eat my panties?
You know it was. You know it was.
Yeah, okay.
I can just picture the guy on all fours.
No, he was standing there and he's staring at her.
No, I mean, when you get in private.
I think she threw like an ice cube at him.
Yeah.
I think she picked up, like, put her hand in a drink and tossed the ice cubes at the guy. That's what she did.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Should have hit him with a newspaper.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It was awful. Any others that, like, good? I just thought that question was interesting. Good in theory, not in practice.
Backseat of a car when you're young.
Right.
You know?
You had no other place to go back then, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that was ever a goal, though. That wasn't like, oh, it's going to happen in the back of the car.
Well, I think you had no choices at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had sand on the beach.
Yeah, it's you're there and you're someplace and you know whatever with your girlfriend or whatever, and all of a sudden headlights come and they're shining in the window and you think it's the cops. It turns out it's your buddies and they're all laughing. Yep. Yeah, it's awesome. not that I know what that's like. I'm just saying it's awesome. I can imagine that would be awesome to happen to someone. It's like, fuck.
You guys got me good.
Yeah, you got me. And the last one that I wrote down, whipped cream.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It sounds good in theory, but it's like, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Weird.
But whipped cream tastes great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sticky.
Yeah.
What is this, the 70s and 80s? Why don't you put a headband on, too?
I don't do it. No, I'm just saying. I was thinking of those things. Like when we were growing up.
Stage.
Yeah, you sit there and you go, oh, that sounds cool. And then you do it and you're like, it's not cool. It's not cool at all. It's friggin' no. So anyway, I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there. You know, I think of weird stuff. I brought up the Mile High Club. Somebody keyed in on it, and I said, that's actually a good question. The things that just, if you, what else to you listening, you can email me and tell me. It sounds great in theory, not in practice.
I don't even want to go to the bathroom in an airplane bathroom.
Yeah,
I say, no, I don't either.
Most guys start pissing at the sink.
Well, driving.
Driving sex.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I've never had sex. Well, I mean, no, it's not, yeah.
He got a knobber.
Yeah.
But he considers that sex. We're talking about this.
It is sex. His date was shifting with her mouth.
Look, I'm sorry. Don't give me that. That is not sex. That is sex. It is 100% sex. I don't know how anybody that has an adult mind can sit there and say it's not sex.
I don't know. That's what President Clinton said.
He was an idiot.
Just like President
Clinton. He was a friggin' idiot. No. Who did he think was buying that?
Or was he a genius?
Well, I don't know.
Wait a minute. So you're saying oral is not sex. But if you... It's oral sex.
Both sides or just the woman to the man?
No, either or.
What is wrong with you?
That's not sex?
No.
She's not alone. A lot of people think that.
I think Kayla's on my side on that one, too.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is what I boil it down to. If Jeff had it with another woman, that's cheating.
Yes, but you can cheat not just by having sex.
Okay, but now we're
if you're making out with somebody, sure that's cheating. Sex, if you're touching somebody's boobs, I know, you're cheating. If you're having an emotional affair, you're cheating.
So when does sex start?
When it involves genitals.
Yeah.
But when it involves genitals.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But only one genital is involved.
I
it has to be two genitals, not just one.
I know.
One is not a genital, so guess what? It's not sex.
I don't know that. I can't believe you really feel that way.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Is this pretend?
No, it's real. It's not sex.
We have talked about it before.
Yes, we've talked about it many times. And again, I think Kayla and I are on the same.
Interesting.
Kayla!
Oh, boy.
I it's clearly sex.
Yeah, it's not to me.
Okay. I love that for you.
That's a, let's go
sexual
to sex.
Act?
Yes, it's a sexual act.
Yes.
She's
in me.
Okay.
But we need a ruling on this.
We need oral sex.
Oral sex. Oral sex. Is it sex or not?
I don't think so.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Go back.
Thank you very much.
Way to be professional.
I don't want to yell it too loud because they don't want to hear that. In that meeting, they're going to hear this call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that two women on the show don't see it as sex?
Yeah. It can lead to sex. It's a sexual act.
It is sex.
Okay. Is it a can we talk after? Like, okay, so if I'm married to you, and I'm using me and you as an example, okay?
Hi, honey.
And I say, hey, listen, things got a little crazy after band practice. Got a knobber. And you're like, okay, is that...
No, it's still cheating.
Okay.
I'm not...
What if it was after a gig, though? What if it was like...
Let's keep it with people like...
Or during a gig.
Yeah.
Oh, those backstage Bettys. I mean, if I was married to you, we'd have to talk about the Bettys anyways. Okay. But no, you don't have to have sex to be cheating.
But it can result in, you know, orgasm, which makes it sex.
Yeah, I'm not having an orgasm. He might be, but I'm not. So guess what?
I know, but
I want it both ways, buddy.
But one of you is, and you still it's still. I don't. Okay, it's just different.
I know, we've talked about it many times. Just I knew Kay was on my side.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm glad we didn't yell that out to her when she was on the phone.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hey!
She's in a. Yeah.
Hey, knobber, put her back. that?
Of all the names that have been given to that particular thing, that's the most weird and awkward.
You work on the knob. It makes
really thanks for thanks
sense.
Thanks thanks for explaining that. I didn't get it, Kelly. Thank you.
Me and Kelly on the same page.
Oh, God's sake. All right. Well, you know,
we're in a club, knobbers for life.
I was gonna do a leftover Ask the Buzz, but really, I think that's all we have time for. I think that's all you have time for, because they're probably going, "What the hell am I listening to?"
Yeah, we're not getting a Marconi for this one.
I'm fascinated though by the thought that that is not sex. I'm fascinated by it.
That's semantics. Hey, of course it's sex. Come on,
you young people.
If you were in court and they said these two people had sex,
right?
Everybody in the courtroom would go, "Oh yeah, they did."
Yeah, right. Yeah,
just defining it in a different way.
Yeah, it's weird.
Some kind of line gets drawn.
Orgasm. So if you throw a couple digits and I orgasm, that's sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't see how it's not.
Yeah, just.
Oh my God!
Wouldn't you think that it would
throw
be the other way around? The other way around, that a woman would be more protective of what is called sex and what isn't, saying no, that is sex, and men would be like, no, it's
so,
not.
Wait, you would think that. Right. So you get a hand job and you go tell your buddies, had a great night of sex last night.
No, you wouldn't say that.
No,
you wouldn't say that. I wouldn't.
We don't talk about our conquest.
Okay.
We're gentlemen.
But you would consider that as you had sex last night?
Yes. Well, there was a sex act. Yes.
Yes.
And I was hoping that when we were high-fiving, you didn't wash your hands.
Wait a minute. It's defined as a sex act. It's defined that way as a sex act.
Variety is the spice of
life. If you do it in public, it's a sex act. The word sex is attached to it by the definition of the law.
You're not going to brag to your buddies that you had sex last night because you got a handy. That's not sex.
I'm not going
to
brag because we're gentlemen. Okay. And we
instead of going, "I had sex," you go, "I got off last night."
So you lost your virginity at the age of 15 because somebody touched your wiener.
I would say we fooled around.
You didn't lose your virginity. The actual act, the intercourse act.
Yeah. Okay, look, we got to go.
But if you're having sex, then you've lost your virginity.
No.
Okay.
No, there's different things you do with sex, other different things.
You know, God, when we have the lawyer in here, this maybe was...
No, he's not ready for it.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
We got to go, everybody. All right, I think we've worn out our welcome, but thanks for hanging with us today on The Buzz 24/7.
I hope you're still here.
You learn something new every day. We'll see you. See you, Jimmy.
Yeah, we're going to add a glossary to this one, too.
Jimmy Dunn, jimmydunn.com. We'll see you tomorrow.